today I will be introducing my topic and how it came about. I have always had a passion for art and creating things, and it makes the world feel less gray and more colorful in my opinion. Pieces I aspire to make are dresses, paintings, and sculptures,
along with suits and ties and bows and honestly any accessories that I get inspired to make in the moment.
And pieces that, speaking of which, have inspired me in the past are paintings such as The Great Wave off Kanagawa by Katsushika Hokusai and The Starry Night by Vincent van Gogh.
Speaking of which, I will put images of these down under this podcast. But yeah,
those are my favorites. And traditional Japanese kimonos have really inspired me. And just fancy dresses, like the ones from the 18th century in England. Like those ball gowns are very beautiful. And I've even made one of those. It was so much fun. It was a long process though.
I will definitely make a post showing all the dresses I made.
Another style that really inspires me, especially as of recently, is more of a gothic style. Like, the Tim Burton films have always intrigued me as a child, and I've always wanted to make something similar. I'd say especially Tim Burton films such as The Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, and The Corpse Bride. Those always inspired me to have a darker style and just make something similar in that way.
And honestly, just to express myself in that sort of way.
And it is my goal to show that there are many unique ways to express yourself through art. It doesn't just have to be like through painting or sewing. It could be anything, honestly, that inspires you in that moment. There's so many different ways to express yourself in so many different styles, and I want to show that through my art. And so not only have I made a few sculptures and paintings in that sort of style, like the Tim Burton style, I have also made a few dresses and skirts in that similar style, and it is great for Halloween, and I have helped give my friends a bunch of Halloween ideas or like Halloween costumes, and honestly, it's just really fun in my opinion, and I hope to make more.
I hope to sell some of them in the future.
So if you also feel connected with this style of art and clothes, not only the Tim Burton style, but also just like the whimsical style of like the Starry Night or the Great Wave of Kanagawa, but if you feel connected with those styles, then I recommend to you my site, and I will regularly post updates on it, so stay tuned.